You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We're now on 1-4. If you miss any of the show, check out the podcast at KFIAM640.com or the iHeartRadio app. We're back with the money, too, in less than 15 minutes. Another keyword for the hour will be revealed. You follow the instructions, you could win $1,000 in KFI's cash refill contest. We're expecting next hour to have another update from Monterey Park on the mass shooting. If you haven't caught up, there are 11 people who died in that shooting. They updated that to today. And, of course, the search for motive continues. The shooter's dead, but we want the motive. The one thing I will say, thank God he's not going through the LA County justice system. Since he's dead, we won't have to deal with that.
Right. Right. That's another guy who was... We're not going to have to deal with anymore is Christopher Baca, 17-year-old out of Palmdale. You may remember him from about a year and a half ago. He was the guy who drove down a narrow street in Venice and hit a mother who was pushing her child in a stroller. And she got injured, but survived. The baby's okay. And George Gascon gave Christopher Baca a few months in diversionary camp.
Juvenile probation camp.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well,
he was already on felony probation for poisoning a high school girl's drink at the time of the hit and run in Venice. So think about what we're dealing with. This is not somebody you give a couple of months in a light camp.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, that's how Gascon treats people under 18.
Yeah. Well, he continued down the bad road because he was gunned down in Palmdale.
After this happened, we had a chance to talk to Rachel. She just goes by that name. This is the mother we're talking about, who thankfully did not suffer any serious injuries and what appeared to be an intent by this teen to run her and her child down. She's agreed to talk to us now that we have the update that this man, or 17-year-old Christopher Baca, was shot dead last week in Palmdale.
Rachel!
Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, thanks for coming on again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm at the park with my child. He just, of course, fell and hurt himself. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, is he okay there?
He is. We're in Texas right now, and he hasn't napped, so it's just one of those days. But,
so you left LA for Texas, huh?
We're just in town visiting.
Oh, did you leave LA though? Did you move?
We did. We sold our house, and we are now renting a house in Northern California.
Okay, so you did stay in state. So I understand, and it's understandable that you have mixed feelings about this update on this teenager who really could have changed your life completely horribly that day.
Yeah, you know, I got the news on Thursday night that he was murdered, and I was at home alone with my child. My husband was already in Texas for work. And I just, you know, it was really a weird feeling. You know, death was something I wished for this kid, you know, before he was murdered. But since it's happened, it's not really what I wanted. It's not the justice that I wanted.
Is it likely, and I'm sure you thought of this too, if he had gotten treated differently by our justice system when he tried to mow you and your son down, that maybe he wouldn't have been murdered in Palmdale because maybe his life would have run a different course these last couple of years?
Oh, 100%. I mean, he would, if he had been held accountable for his actions, been, you know, given an appropriate, sentencing, he'd still be behind bars today, and he'd be alive. And
you know what?
How much longer he'd live once he got out, who knows?
But, yeah, but
he'd certainly be alive today.
With his history of trying to poison the girl at school, and then willfully running you over. This wasn't an accident. I mean, I'm thinking you have a remorseless psychotic who is incapable of reforming himself.
Yes.
Yeah, we should repeat.
You'd like to think that a kid that... Oh, go ahead.
Well, he drove off, and it was a guy in a pickup truck who boxed him in to keep him at the scene for you. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it was an intentional act, him hitting us. It's, you know, you can see in the video, it's very clear. He swerved the car in our direction, and we were, you know, pinned up against a wall with nowhere to go, lucky to survive. And, you know, you would like to think that somebody that young could be influenced or rehabilitated to, you know, become a better person or contribute to society. I didn't have much hope for that, but he wasn't even given that opportunity because George Gascon got rid of all the programs that rehabilitate minors. And instead, you know, he just re-released him into society, and he was back to his old antics. And, you know, it backfired, you know. His whole attempt to help these minors rehabilitate by no rehabilitation is a complete joke, you know.
Yeah, he wants to wipe anything you've done before 18. Yeah. He just wants to wipe out. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. It's just that your brain isn't developed.
I swear. I wonder if he even really believes that. I question if anybody believes that, because it's never worked. And I think this is part of their idea about just dismantling our way of life. I really do, because clearly it doesn't work.
I agree with that. Yeah, it doesn't. And there's like one case study that he cites, you know, as the whole, backbone of this do nothing program. And it's been debunked by a million other publications. So there's just really no fact to it.
No.
Yeah, we don't know why he was shot. We don't really know any of the circumstances behind this shooting.
No, he was he got into an altercation with another guy over a girl in front of a Jack in the Box, I believe, and they waited for him to walk home alone and drove by and shot him.
Did you learn anything about his family life after he almost killed you and your son? Did you know anything about, I mean, did they tell you that, well, he's had a tough life or something like that? Or
I believe his life's not been ideal. His father's a felon. I think he might be behind bars as we speak. I'm not certain of that. But he has several felony charges on his record.
The father.
Burglary, drugs, stuff like that. Yeah. Nothing like murderous, but...
Almost all these guys grow up without fathers. That's the first step towards this kind of behavior.
It's sad.
Yeah. Now, you're okay physically and emotionally after the accident?
I physically, I've got three discs out of place in my back. They're ever so slightly out of place, but I just have a constant dull pain. And then mentally, I haven't gotten any help yet, but I need to. I think I'm okay, but, you know, I think I have a shorter fuse than I used to.
And how do you feel about getting out of Venice?
I haven't looked back. It's wonderful to be gone.
Yeah, because it wasn't just this that had you considering the move, I guess, right?
Yeah, just the neighborhood. Well, we lived in a nice neighborhood, but during the pandemic, it really took a turn for the worse, as a lot of neighborhoods did. And the city's just not doing anything to keep the danger out of your backyard.
Yeah. The only good news we can tell you, there's a new city councilwoman for that council district, and it looks like she's trying to get rid of a lot of the encampments, but we're going to keep an eye on that.
Did Tracy Park win? That's great.
She did, yes.
I certainly voted for her.
All right, Rachel. Thanks for giving us the update and sharing your time with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Her name is Rachel, and she was on our show last year to talk about the ordeal she and her son went through when a teenager deliberately tried to mow them down on a street in Venice. She was pushing a stroller. You heard her. She still has problems with the discs in her back. And he got light treatment from George Gascon, as most defendants do, particularly if you're under 18. And the update is that this person, who is now 17, Christopher Bacchus, his name, is dead. He was shot dead.
Yeah, and he was destined to die that way at some time. He wasn't going to live a long life, or he was going to eventually end up in prison after killing somebody. Because you cannot survive having a father who ends up in prison on multiple felonies. You grow up without any strong adult supervision, and you grow up in a criminal environment, a gang environment, you're done. And I don't know if this guy was born psychotic or became psychotic, but there's no fixing that brain. It's impossible. And I realize that people flinch when they hear that, and they have trouble saying it out loud themselves. I think even Rachel felt like she had to say the right thing about getting on the right track and getting help. But ultimately, she realized there's no help for a guy like this. And the quicker that everybody agrees on that, the better, because then we'll just back politicians who put these guys away for good. Because there is no rehabilitation. Absolutely not. Impossible for a guy like this. And you shouldn't be afraid of feeling that way, and you shouldn't be afraid of hearing somebody say that or saying it yourself, because that's the truth.
All right, we got more coming up. Your shot at $1,000. If you tune in, stay right there, get the keyword, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, we'll keep you up to date on the Monterey Park mass shooting. The death toll has reached 11 today. One of the survivors did pass away. We're expecting a news conference. It already got pushed from 2:30 to 3, so we don't know if it's going to come off at 3 o'clock. If it does not, we'll have reporter Alex Stone from ABC News for KFI on to talk about the latest in that situation there in Monterey Park. So stay tuned to KFI for all the latest on the Monterey Park mass shooting. Well, of course, that shooter, 72 years old, way above the average age for a mass shooter. Now let's go to the extreme other end and talk about one unbelievable story, the 6-year-old school shooter in Virginia. This story unfolded a couple of weeks ago. He shot his teacher, who thankfully is surviving. But a lot of people's jaws dropped. We know there are school shootings, but a 6-year-old with a gun in school. Well, the Washington Post has done some digging. And boy, did we learn some things about this particular 6-year-old.
Didn't you know there was a story behind this? things always have a story.
They do. They do. It looks like the school... bureaucrats, the administration was dismissive of the dangerousness of this 6-year-old boy. Messages were provided to the Washington Post by the spouse of a Richneck elementary school teacher. And it says here that the teacher wanted to remain anonymous because they fear retribution from the teachers' union in that school district. The teacher declined interview requests through the union, but here is what they learned. On one occasion, the 6-year-old boy wrote a note telling a teacher he hated her and he wanted to light her on fire and watch her die. Could you imagine having a 6-year-old that would write that down even?
Well,
I'm one that believes in pure evil. I really do. I think there are some people that are really just born bad. Not a lot of them, but boy, if you recognize it, you better do something quick.
So the teacher,
I do believe in the omen, Damien, the child, right?
Yeah. The teacher brings the note to the administrators, and the teacher was told, drop the matter. Go away.
On a second occasion, the boy throws furniture and other items in class. Students hide beneath their desks. Again, this is a 6-year-old. Another time, a teacher alleges the boy barricaded the doors to the classroom. They couldn't get out.
Okay,
the teacher banged on the door until another teacher from across the hall forced it open from the outside.
So this was three major incidents. That he wanted a lighter on fire, watch her die, threw furniture around, everybody had to hide, and then he barricades the doors. All right, so now you have three major incidents before he brings in the gun and shoots the teacher. Now, these are clear symptoms of psychotic behavior. He's clearly going down the road of a mass killer early. And what were they afraid of? Stigmatizing him?
Yes.
And
by the way, the special needs teacher was so overwhelmed that they couldn't find this kid, get this kid in a special ed class.
Did they tell the parents about any of this?
Oh,
were the parents?
Well, that's
in
the other
denial?
Half of the story. The boy was under a care plan that included his mother or father attending school with him and accompanying him to class every day. But evil is pretty sharp. Guess what? The week of the shooting is when they stopped doing the care plan, and that's when he brought the gun to school and shot the teacher. So he just waited this out. That's how I read this.
Remember, there was
a rumor he had a gun that day.
Yeah.
There was a dispute as to whether or not they searched his backpack or something, but there was a rumor spreading around that he had a gun in school.
They ignored all the other violent episodes he had. I mean, if the parents were showing up every day, you really couldn't stigmatize the kid any more than he's been stigmatized. Not that that should matter anyway. Some things, some people deserve stigmas. There's a reason for stigmas.
Right.
Because they represent danger. They represent something bad is happening here. What he should have done, he probably should have been sent to a mental institution.
Yeah,
is what
this child needs real strong psychological help.
I mean, why do
you can't just mix them in with other kids in school and hope that they make them a better person?
Didn't the kids go home and tell all their parents? Weren't the parents complaining about this?
I would imagine this was the talk of some of the school.
Who would want this kid in their child's class? In fact, nobody should have to put up with this. And I don't care if he was special needs or whatever buzz phrase they use now to describe this. He was nuts. This is dangerous. And probably part of his brain was well beyond his years. You know, his brain may have been working on a 10 or 11 or 12-year-old level for him to be able to pull off some of these actions.
And the word is they did not conduct a thorough search that day, despite the rumors that the kid had a gun. One parent said they should have pulled the kid out of class and done a complete thorough search.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and he pulled the gun out and shot the teacher.
Of course, there's a crazy teachers union involved. But this is not all that much different than the whole wave of not disciplining kids who misbehave in class, not suspending them, not expelling them, right? I mean, we have a zero punishment philosophy in a lot of schools. And I guess this place went right along with it until you get to the natural conclusion where a little kid comes and shoots a teacher in the chest. That's what you're going to get out of that philosophy. And now they're all hiding. Now they're all refusing to talk. They're hiding behind, this is privacy rights for the students. Their medical records or their scholastic records is privacy.
And these wacky parents, now they're just praying for the teacher's recovery. And they said, this is the nightmare we'll live with forever.
Yeah, you should have sent the kid to a mental institution. That's what you should have done.
Honestly. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're now on from 1 to 4. That simply means if you can't hear us live, check out the podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Or go to KFIAM640.com to pick up the podcast. It's all posted up there not long after we finish the show at 4 o'clock. We're expecting a news conference on the Monterey Park mass shooting, which has claimed the lives of 11 people now is the update. But we may learn more. We'll see. We'll stay with it as long as it makes sense to do that. As John said, if there's a whole bunch of congratulations and thank yous to other departments and people.
Yeah, we're just warning you. We don't mean to be rude, but we don't want to waste your time. We don't want to waste our time.
Yeah. Dippity-Doo was there yesterday and today, and again, just calling for more gun laws.
You know, it'd be nice if when these tragedies happen, if law enforcement, all the officials, if you're going to hold a press conference, only hold it when you have real news and information.
New news and information.
Yeah. Don't give us endless rehashes. Everybody's heard about this story by now. If you haven't, you probably don't care and you're probably turning it off. So we need something new here.
All right. Well, it's time to do a public service, John Cobelt. You have to start composting.
Oh, for God's sakes.
The city of L.A., you are now required to compost your leftover foods.
Do you think there's any chance I would ever do this even once?
No, but your wife will, right?
No.
Did I even mention it?
I don't think she knows about it. I sent her the story.
Well, you're going to get a bin,
No. She's not going to do it.
You now get the green bin, right? I don't know what your colors are. I live, it's a green, it's a smaller green bin for compost.
The gardeners put in all the lawn clippings and tree trimmings in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the compost goes in there, too. The food does,
There's going to be no compost.
Fruits, veggies, dairy, bread, cereal, grains, beans, meat, fish, coffee grounds, food, soil products.
I don't eat fruits and veggies anyway.
It said meat and fish. Meat. That's you.
There is
meat. No, pasta. That's you. That's all I know of that you eat.
Life is really short.
Pancakes.
I am not spending even a second of my life on some nanny state nonsense.
Are you going to do this, Deborah Mark?
No. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
No. Only weird religious fanatics are going to do this.
Just no plastic. So if you're eating like off paper plates or you have a pizza box with pizza crust in it, you throw that in there too. And they compost it because they can break that up.
Sure. If your town does this, would you compost? No.
My town does do this.
Do you do it? You follow?
You know, I'm going to say 50-50.
Oh, you're
right. There are days I do it and days I don't.
You're such a weenie.
Yeah. If I think of it, I do it.
Well, what's the point?
They claim that it's going to cut down.
Cut down on what?
Because it's compostable, they can use it. And they turn it into soil and stuff. They turn it to fertilizer and such.
Well,
Otherwise, it's just more crap in the landfill.
And doesn't it decay in the landfill?
Not to the degree that they can make something of it.
What are they going to make of it?
And free up more space in the landfill for the stuff they can't break down, like all your plastic.
Did you see that John Stossel story? I think I sent it to you the other day.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read it.
Oh, it's a good one. The headline,
that was about recycling, though.
Well, this is another version of it. You're recycling this into, I don't know what.
But the recycling thing is about there's no market for the plastics. This is different. This is stuff that can be broken down.
I just don't see the benefit to rotted food in a landfill or rotted food in its own pile. It's going to
rot. No, rotted food in its own pile is turned into fertilizer. It's turned into a product. It's turned into something.
We have plenty of fertilizer.
Well, I could always use more.
That's not my job. I'm not worried about creating more fertilizer. I go to the Ace Hardware and I buy a bag of fertilizer.
Look at this. If you don't like the odor, you can layer the food with sawdust or line it with used paper towels because the compost trash gets really smelly.
If I wanted to live in Denmark, I'd move there. I'm not into like all these silly, fake, environmental make work nonsense jobs. I got enough to do all day. I'm not spending
my
time.
Well, now you're asking the question I wonder about. If nobody does this, what are they going to do?
I can tell you, every guy I know is not going to do this.
Well, yeah,
every guy I do.
Right. Every guy.
Every guy I know is not going
to
do this.
Well, what if their wife asks them to?
They're going to say no, or they're going to lie about it.
What if their wife is watching them?
No, there are ways around wives. I have the experience doing that. You don't.
Apparently, there is a huge composting facility in a place called Hinckley, which is in San Bernardino County, not far from Barstow. And if it sounds familiar to you, remember the Erin Brockovich movie, the 2000 movie Erin Brockovich, that was about the contaminated water?
Yeah.
Well, they're having a problem again up there because apparently some large company called Synagro has got a huge composting plant up there. And wow, the people are complaining. Apparently the whole place smells like poop.
Well, yeah. So who wants to encourage that? Why am I going to contribute to this, some huge pile of poop smelling garbage so that, poor people have to inhale all that filth?
Trucks full of green waste and sewage sludge create fire hazards, odor problems, and other violations. They ordered the company to stop accepting any new waste and clean up their act by December 31st. Well, that's come and gone. Oh, I see. They filed an appeal. They're asking for more time. So now they're going to get an extra 3 months to comply with some type of cleanup there because apparently the residents. Yeah, I guess that's just not a place you want to live between contaminated water and now a. Because that's what people say. Well, take it out to the desert then. Well, that's what they did. Well, this is kind of desert area.
All this is nonsense because in Stossel's story, and Stossel, if you don't remember, used to be a network reporter. There's two things you can recycle: paper, cardboard, or aluminum, like aluminum cans. That's it. Plastic recycling is dead. That's what Greenpeace says. Plastic recycling is a dead end street. And what Stossel writes, people think landfills are horrible polluters, but they're not. Regulations make sure that today's landfills have protective barriers so they don't leak. And they make ski hills, parks, and golf courses over the landfills. We're not running out of space. In fact, John Tierney, who's written for decades about this, says, if you think of the United States as a football field, all the garbage that we will generate in the next 1,000 years would fit inside a tiny fraction of the one-inch line. So it's just hysterical nonsense. Stossel says his town would save $340 million a year if it stopped recycling. But Tierney says people demand it. It's a sacrament of the green religion. And he says there's one reason recycling fails, and that's going to be the case here. Tierney says it's so complicated, people never learn the rules. So, and it goes on and on like that. All this is silly. Plastic is very useful in a modern society, as is oil and natural gas. All this stuff is useful. Rotting food is not a danger. You put it in a landfill, you put a tarp over the landfill, you start building the next one. It's a waste of time.
Oh, it says here, compost breaks down. It delivers important nutrients to the soil. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So that's what they can do with the food waste, turn it into better soil.
Yeah, but we got plenty of fertilizer. The commercial fertilizer industry is gigantic.
Yeah, but many fertilizers are made from non-renewable petroleum products. There it is.
So what?
Fossil fuels.
Yeah, so what?
Well, they want to remove that.
I know what they want to do, but it's hysteria. It's not based on anything necessary.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
It's tough fighting strange religions.
All right, we're now on from 1 to 4, so if you missed the show live, check out the podcast at KFIAM640.com or go to the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after 3 o'clock, if we don't get a press conference, the LA County Sheriff's Department, concerning the Monterey Park mass shooting, we'll be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, for the latest on the story. Otherwise, the press conference allegedly is the latest. So one or the other will come up, and you'll also have a chance for money. Depending on how long we stay with the press conference at 3:20, there'll be another keyword released in the KFI cash refill contest. What did you call this story? The woke trifecta.
Yeah, the jackpot.
Well, there is a woman in Massachusetts by the name of Catherine Clark. She is the House Minority Whip in that state. So they have a state house in Massachusetts. She's not a U.S. rep. She's a state rep. She's a Democrat. And her son was arrested. Apparently, it's back. You know, I heard this story out of Atlanta, too. Antifa is back on the streets and causing mayhem and chaos.
Yeah.
And they did this in Boston.
Yeah.
Her son, Riley Dowell, was detained by Boston police for allegedly spray painting, quote, No Cop City or ACAB, which stands for All Cops Are Bastards.
Yeah.
Did this on a monument in the Boston Common.
Yeah, she did a good job raising that kid.
Well, we say that kid because it's her son, but apparently the son is transgender from what I understand in the story. So.
All right, since he's a son now, then it was a girl transitioning to a boy, right?
Yeah, but how come Clark tweeted out last night, my daughter was arrested? I'm confused. Clark released a statement confirming Dowell, who is transgender and goes by the name Riley, was arrested.
Well, the police are calling him Jared.
Yes. I'm still confused.
I was confused too. I didn't know which way he was changing.
I still don't know.
They have him.
The mother refers to him as a daughter. But if he's
trans,
then it would be a son now.
Well, maybe the police aren't going along with all these new issues.
Oh, I see.
They have him in the story. It says he is expected to be arraigned in Boston Municipal Court.
Oh, but the mother is saying, I recognize my son as my daughter now. That's what I guess.
I see. That's what she put in the statement.
Yes.
Right. Last night, my daughter was arrested. Mm-hmm. And then there was another quote from her. She ended up on Meet the Press. And is she a state rep?
She's the second highest ranking Democratic House representative.
Well, how'd she end up on Meet the Press? She was asked by Chuck Todd in December what the Democrats' top legislative priorities would be for the upcoming congressional session. Well, in any event.
I guess she is U.S. House. Yeah, she's U.S. House Minority Whip. Right.
I was wrong.
She's not a state rep. She is a U.S. rep.
I've never heard of her, but man, that's she's a wokehead because she's told Chuck Todd, let me tell you what it means to be coming up as in a different generation. I remember my middle child waking up with nightmares over concerns about climate change. Wow. How much propaganda, frightening propaganda, did you feed your kid if they're waking up with nightmares over climate change? Does anybody have a kid who has climate change nightmares? Anybody? Or just in this crazy house?
That's why you think it's the trifecta, huh?
Oh, yeah. We've got everything. All cops are bastards.
The child is part of Antifa, right?
Child joins Antifa. I mean, what is going on here?
She's been in the House of Representatives since 2013, and she is the second, the number two House Democrat.
You know, and it was the same coverage by the wokeheads in the media. They had fires in Atlanta, and there were people claiming, oh, these were nonviolent protests. You know, they were smashing property. It's like, what is this new game everybody's playing? Let's set fire to things. Let's smash things. Let's destroy property. And everybody stands around going, it's nonviolent protests. And everybody nods along. It's like, yes, it's nonviolent protest. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of Riley Dowell. Now I'm looking at a picture. Waits during arraignment in court in Boston. Oh, this is from today. January 23rd. I would say kind of looks almost non-binary, but very short hair.
Yeah. Well, the police department thinks he's Jared.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this was a male by birth trying to be changing to a female.
Yeah.
Maybe his name is Riley.
Maybe his ID is Jared on it.
All right. When we come back, we'll see if they start a press conference concerning the Monterey Park mass shooting. If not, we'll be talking to, we believe, Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. If that doesn't happen either, we can give you a full update on the mass shooting, which has now claimed the lives of 11 people. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.